It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Pope Family Dental. Pope Family Dental is located in the heart of Naperville, just off Jackson Avenue, across from Centennial Beach in downtown Naperville. Pope Family Dental is veteran-owned and operated. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Start the new year off right by shedding holiday debt with DuPage Credit Union's 4.99% limited time shed debt offers. So if you spend a little here and got an amazing deal there, save money with DuPage Credit Union's shed debt offers. For credit costs and terms and to apply, call 1-800-323-2611. Stop by a branch office or visit dupagecu.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. Check out their website for details, www.belgios.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Stifel Nicolaus, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan's Steakhouse in downtown Naperville, featuring delicious mouth-watering steaks and tasty side dishes, along with that one-of-a-kind martini they call the Dolly Teeny. Body Bronze Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan Naper Settlement. Make Naper Settlement a stop this winter and visit all the historic homes on the tour. Check out NaperSettlement.com for details or go to their Facebook page and click on the links for information and winter hours. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Mad Landscaping. Need snow removal? Let Mad help. Check out their Facebook page and their website, and go to the Dolly McCarthy Show page. We'll have the link right there. The show, Dolly McCarthy Show, is also sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. The Chicago Marriott Naperville, one of my favorite staycation places to be in Naperville. The American Club Resort in Kohler, Wisconsin. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Check out www.877getlimo.com. Need a limo ride to the airport? They've got quick and easy service. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Strahl team of REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs. They're lifelong area residents and have been serving the western suburbs for over 18 years. Check out www.strahl.illinoisproperty.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Hop aboard the beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bachelorette parties, bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you.
Thank you, James. Boy,
it's the
so
Dolly
cool.
McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, guys, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it. It airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, where every week, you know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and we do have some good guests, and at least one good laugh, right? Yeah, I'm at least guaranteed one. I also welcome your calls, so give me a call. Especially today, we will be taking your questions. I promise. I'm going to answer the phone today. Should I say that? Should I promise, Beth? Oops. I always try, but these guests always have great things to say. So I'm going to try very hard to answer the calls today. We just get so jam-packed with calls. I don't know who to pick up first. But If you dare to call and try to get through, the number is 347-945-7215. That number again is 347-945-7215. My guests on today's show, well, we were waiting. We're still waiting. We're on hold. We're on standby with John Pardee's camp. John Pardee, an amazing country singer who's going to be performing tonight at Joe's on Weed Street. My producer, talked to his people yesterday, his peeps, and they wanted to be on the show. They were just working out logistics and timing. And it was kind of one of those last-minute things. So sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. We're going to give it a try. So maybe in this hour we'll hear from John Pardee, hopefully. Maybe you all are familiar with this song. I'm going to play it for you. I love this music. Ooh, can you hear that? Call up all night. I'll play a little bit for John, for you.
Yeah, girl, I just had me one hell of a work week. It's been driving me crazy. Not enough of you, baby. Yeah, I've been thinking.
Okay, just a little taste of John Pardee there. I love that guy, especially that song. It's one of my favorite songs. Up all night, but working hard all day long, and then hanging with your, well, in his case, his girl all night long and having a good time. It's a nice song. Good song. So hopefully we'll talk to John in this hour. We'll see. Just hang in there. But if not, we'll get him another week, and I'll give you guys enough notice and myself. But we do have more guests. We have Jackie Watkins coming on. She is the owner of Little Rini's in a new bakery, chocolate shop, I guess you could call it, too, in Naperville. So we're going to be talking to her. And then Nicholas Ciccone, he is the founder of In This Moment. He's going to be talking to us. What's all that about? You'll find out. So stay tuned. And, of course, we have Michelle Lynn Gus to talk to as well. She wraps it all up with in our Good Inspiration segment. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on internet radio. You know, indeed, it is a good show. I love hearing all the good things that happen in your life. And, yeah, I got some good things that did happen in my life this week. First and foremost, my girls are selling Girl Scout cookies. So if anybody wants some Girl Scout cookies, if you haven't had a Girl Scout knocking on your door in the last month, consider my daughters knocking. Facebook me, send me a message. But we're selling Girl Scouts cookies. It's all for a good cause. They're $4 a box. And Thin Mints are still the number one selling cookie. Can you believe that? After all these years. We love them. This week I got, I'm going to let you all know, let you all in on a little secret, which is not going to be a secret anymore, but it's not a big deal. But I am going to have a big reveal here. I did get Invisalign this week, and boy, oh boy, the other night I could not sleep. It hurts so bad, but this is day three, and it's not so bad. Of course, I'm talking very well. I don't have any funky lists going on because I'm not wearing them right now. I just took them off for the hour. She said I could have a two-hour break every day, so I decided I'm going to take a break during the show so I don't talk funny. I don't know what I'm going to be doing on Monday morning when I'm anchoring on Seal TV and I have to wear the Invisalign. Hopefully by Monday I'll be used to it and you won't hear any lisps or funky sounds coming from my mouth. But it's a pretty cool thing. So I went to the ortho, Dr. Manel Ibram in downtown Naperville, and she set me up. And It hurt at first, but like I said, every day that goes by, it gets easier and easier. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm doing the Excelladent at night. If anybody's done Invisalign, there's this new thing called the Excelladent, and it speeds up the process. So instead of 6 months, it's going to take me only 3 months. I have a little bit, you know, it's not anything major and very noticeable, and some people might say, hey, Dolly, you're crazy. Your teeth are perfect. They're fine. Yeah, I know, but you don't see what I see in the shift that's been going on. So, you know, it's all good, and if you don't notice it, anything after the Invisalign, that's a good thing. It's all good. So there's my big reveal. I'm wearing Invisalign. Anybody have Invisalign? What's it like for you? So this is, oh, this is Xeligen I was going to tell you. It's a vibrating piece that goes in your mouth. I know that sounds awkward just saying that, but it is. It's a mouth guard that vibrates, and you have to put it in your mouth for 20 minutes. It's very challenging for 20 minutes, but it speeds up the treatment. So instead of 6 months, it'll be 3 months. So that's the latest technology, folks, on Invisalign. Is this TMI, too much information? All right, the other big reveal is Mancow called me this week, or last week, I should say, and invited me to be on his show. For those of you that don't know, Mancow is, some people would say he used to be a big-time DJ in Chicago, and I think in other markets, too. But now he can be heard weekdays, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Where is it, Beth? On channel WPWR. Doesn't say on the website. So I'm going down to his studio on Tuesday morning, this coming Tuesday morning. Beth and I are on the Mancow website. There's a lot of information here. We're trying to get all of the spots where you can hear him. But right now, I think it's just WPWR channel 50. And on most cable, it's actually on TV. It's on TV 8. Is he on any radio stations anymore? I think WCKG just took him off the air there. Sorry, Mancow. I think that happened just last week. So, but I'm sure he'll be on some more stations. But anyway, this guy, he is a very colorful man, got a lot to say. I'm looking forward to being on a show, and I'm going to have him on our show, too. Some people have been telling me, warning me, Dolly, don't do it. You're crazy. He's crazy. Well, what do you mean he's crazy? He's a man with opinions. It's a Mancow experience. We're going to experience the Mancow experience. We're going to see what happens on Tuesday. So tune in on Tuesday morning. Beth, what are you doing? We're on his website. She keeps scrolling up and down. I can't read anything. Where are we? What is this? Oh, contact us. Let's go to the show. Let's go to the show. Oh, I'm trying to find where you guys could hear him. I think it just must be WPWR. Okay, well, you have to experience Mancow. And the best time to do it would be Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 21st, on My 50 Chicago, and see how I do. People say, oh, Dolly, you're going to die when you're on this show. I'm like, you know what? I have 5 brothers. I can take Mancow. I can take him. And I have 8 sisters. I sure as hell could take this guy. No, I'm just kidding. Oops. Did I just swear?
You did.
Well, we're on internet radio, so I can get away with that. But it'll be a fun time. I'm looking forward to having him, or being on a show and having him on my show, too. It's always a good time to talk to interesting people, you know? And I love talking to people that are opinionated. I really do. I like hearing what they have to say, and I love when they're so sure and they have such strong convictions. I'm not one of those that likes to hang around people that waffle or have nothing interesting to say. I really enjoy, I'm going to enjoy this Mancow experience. I think I am. All right, so that's that. Want to tell you, again, that's next Tuesday morning from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. But I don't think I go on, 6?
You're at 6.
I think I go on at 6, or maybe it's 7. We'll find out. Just tune in early. Quickly, I wanted to tell you the Abington Banquet Hall is having a bridal open house. So attention all brides-to-be, grooms-to-be, Wednesday, February 5th from 6 to 9, I'm going to be over at the Abington for their bridal open house. And we're going to be having cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, and we're going to tour the facility, which I've been there many times. I had to MC a couple of auctions there. It is a beautiful, beautiful banquet hall. And they're going to have 20 styles of exclusive band designs and engagement rings. They're going to have all kinds of wedding type stuff there you can check out, and check out their banquet hall and sample their food and meet their staff. Let's see, they're also going to have Rogers and Hollins is going to give away a wedding band, and you can enter for a chance to win a $1,700 set of matching wedding bands in 14 karat gold. Wow. So if you'd like to go, if you're interested in going, maybe you're not engaged yet or will be engaged shortly, this is a good time to go. It's Wednesday, February 5th. What goes on Wednesday nights anyway? So come on out and meet me. Meet me. I'll be there from 6 to 9 at the Abington Distinctive Banquets at 3 South 002 Route 53 in Glen Ellen. Check out their website for more information. info@abingtonbanquets.com, but their website is abingtonbanquets.com. So I hope I see you all there. Come on by. Hey, Cassequaine County, you know that's one of my favorite charity groups. Their big gala is coming up March 1st. I hope you guys can make this one. This is, if you like to go to these kind of things, this is the one to go to. They're having their dinner, dancing, and auction, and it's called the Champion Celebration Gala and Auction, and the theme this year is all about Hollywood, the golden era. It's March 1st, Saturday, 5:30 starts, cocktail reception, silent auction, dinner. It's black tie. It doesn't say black tie optional, though, does it? No, it doesn't. It's at the Q Center in St. Charles. One of my buddies from grade school is the chef over there. Mark Rogers, I'm doing a shout-out to you over at the Q Center. But Cassequaine County is a non-for-profit volunteer organization. If you've never heard of it, they're advocates for abused and neglected children within the juvenile court system. They do amazing things, and we are so fortunate to have several CASAs in our area. There's a CASA in DuPage County as well as in Kane County. So I will be there at this event. The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring this CASA event. So Beth and I will be there. And some celebrities will be there, yet to be announced, so I can't say. Last year we had Brown from the Bears there. That was a really good time. So that's March 1st. Hopefully I will see some of you there too. Quick reminder too, we had Dawn Portner on the show last week. She's the special events and marketing coordinator for 360 Youth Services. 360 Youth Services provides life-changing services to youth and their families through prevention, education, counseling, and shelter, serving all of the southwestern suburbs. They're having their 11th annual Chocolate Festival this weekend, and again, Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring that event. That is Saturday, January 18th at Neuqua Valley High School's Freshman Center in South Naperville. It's from 10 to 4. Only $7 to get in, $5 for seniors, $4 for kids, and kids under 5 are free. There'll be tons of chocolate vendors there giving away free samples, rooms of chocolate demos for kids and adults. There's going to be bounces and family entertainment, lots of activities for the kids, and the best part about it is they're going to have the Sweet Treats Baking Competition, and once the competition is done, they open the room up, and all the treats are free for the taking, so you just go in there and have at it. It's a great time. I'll be there, and I hope to see you all there. That is this Saturday at the Neuqua Valley High School Freshman Center, the 11th Annual Chocolate Festival for 360 Youth Services. Thanks so much for listening to all my PSAs here. I think we're ready for our first guest, Beth, right? I hope Jackie's on the line. Jackie Reaney Watkins, are you there? Oh, I think. Hi, Jackie, are you there?
Hi, Dolly. Yes,
hey,
I'm here.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Jackie Watkins is the owner of Little Reaney's Chocolate and Cakes. That's it. I was telling everybody it's a bakery, but it's both. The title Chocolate and Cakes.
Yeah.
And she's having a grand opening, folks, for her new shop, which is located 1807 South. I'm just going to give everybody the address because they're going to be messaging me and saying, where is this place? Specifically, it's 1807 South Washington Street in Naperville. The plaza that it's in is called the Hawthorne Plaza. And she's got a website. She's on Facebook. It's called Little Reaney's. And Jackie,
is the owner of this place, and I was in there this week, Jackie. Oh, my God, I was just blown away. Well, first of all, welcome to the show, and congratulations on your new shop.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Are you exhausted?
Pretty much, but it's a good exhaustion, though. It's great. I'm having a great time getting it all together, getting it all started, and I just love how everybody is welcoming me to the area here. It's been great so far.
Well, walking in your place, I felt like I was stepping into Paris. I've been to Paris twice, so I can honestly tell you that, folks. You do feel like you're walking in one of those little bakeries in Paris. It's very warm and cozy, and you just feel like getting a cup of tea and one of your biscottis, which I think, Jack, didn't I try every single item in your...
I think you did. You bought, like, one of each of everything, which was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. She had this chocolate biscotti, which were enormous, and I'm still snacking on the one. Every morning I have a little bite with my cup of tea. It was just in chocolate-covered strawberries. I mean, what were those cookies with the raspberry jelly in them? What are those called?
Oh, the Linzer torts, or Schlotzkies, as people call them, too.
Those were amazing. I've had those before, and those were just melt in your mouth like butter.
You.
They were just delicious. Everything. I'm not kidding you. Folks, you know when I like a good thing, and she's not on the show. I'm not paying her to be on the show. She's not paying me to be on the show today. But when I like a good thing, I like to let people know about it. And this place is amazing. So tell me, first of all, what's the little Reenie? What's Reenie? What's the name? Is that your
maiden
name?
Reenie is my maiden name. That was the name I grew up with. That was my my father's name. And he was a baker. And his father was a baker, and so on and so on down the line. So that's why I wanted to use his name. He used his name Reenie in all of his businesses. He had Reenie's Donut Shops, Reenie's Luncheonettes, Reenie's Bakeries, Reenie's Breads. So I named mine Little Reenie because I'm the only girl, actually, out of the whole entire line of Reenies that have gone into this. So I figured Little Reenie would be a nice name for a chocolate and bake shop. So that's where
that
comes from.
Oh, that's very special.
Yeah.
So it's in your blood, well,
yes.
At least in yours. I don't know about everybody else in your family, but it got in yours, and you continue the tradition. I was amazed that when you told me everything in the store, and I've tried everything, was all made by hand from you, even the chocolates.
Yes.
You had chocolate-covered peanuts and coconut, chocolate and coconut. I don't know what you call those.
Yeah,
they
were clusters. Yep, chocolate and coconut clusters and... Yes, and turtles, and yeah, they're all done here. I'm the chocolatier here, and everything is made here fresh. I use all fresh ingredients on all of my baked products, real butter, whole milks, heavy creams, all the dietetic stuff. but it makes for good product, and that's what I believe in, all wholesome ingredients, so it's great.
And you had some gluten-free candies, didn't you, there,
yes,
too?
Yes, well, all of the chocolate that I do use is all gluten-free and all allergen-safe. So you celiac people out there who have celiac or just like the gluten-free diet, all of my chocolates, of course, if they're not laced with cookies and things like that, it's all gluten-free. But I do gluten-free cookies that I can dip in chocolate. I have gluten-free cakes that I can do. I can do gluten-free cake pops, which cake pops is a pretty popular thing out there right now.
Jackie, you nailed that, those cake pops. I'm not kidding you. Folks, I love, I'm going to plug another one. Molly's Cupcakes in Lincoln Park.
Uh-huh.
I absolutely love their red velvet cupcakes. And I go in there probably once every couple months, and I'm always begging the owner for that recipe because that red velvet, he nailed it. Well, I took one bite out of your red velvet cake pop, and it tasted identical. It was just amazing. It was so good.
Yeah, that was red
velvet
dipped in white chocolate.
A lot of people think, red velvet is just the red food coloring. No, there's a taste to that red velvet. And if you've had a good red velvet cupcake or cake pop, you will crave that the rest of your life. So every time you have a red velvet, you're going to be chasing it. It's like a drug. You're going to be chasing.
That's great.
And you nailed it.
We'll get everybody addicted over here.
you got me. So I gotta make sure I don't turn right on Washington. From my house, you're right down the street. But it is so good. So some of the other things that I had, besides chocolate-covered strawberries, which were beautiful the way you did them, you decorated them, we had...
Thank you.
Trying to think what else we had. Oh, we had the heart-shaped cookie with half chocolate on one side,
mm-hmm.
and then like a, was it a butter cookie?
That yes, was that was a butter
too.
Cookie.
That was really good. Oh, my goodness. And you had this crumb cake, too. I had that yesterday morning for breakfast.
Oh, did you like the crumb cake?
I'm in this chocolate sugar coma. Thank you, Jackie, for all of this.
Well, people
this
have been coming from all over for the crumb cake, so that's a great thing.
Oh, that was good. Very good. And then you have chocolate bars, too, that
yes.
you make.
Yes,
how do you
I have
do
my
that?
Signature Little Reenie's chocolate bar. Yeah, which
how
I'm going to have.
It had Little Reenie on the name. You have a mold or something?
Yes, yes. I have my own personalized molds for my shop, and I will be offering certificates inside the gold wrap. That sounds familiar
Ooh.
To any familiar to anybody, like the
Ooh,
Willy
like
Wonka
Charlie
bar.
Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah.
Yes, I will have little discount things, free candy bars, or 10% off your order, or free cupcakes. Things like that I'll be offering in the chocolate bars. Not everyone, but every now and then somebody will get a prize in there.
Well, that's really, really unique, and what a great idea. Reenie, that's
Thanks.
Italian, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Italian
that's
name.
Italian, 100%.
Well, the Italians, they know how to bake, that's for sure. How,
and cook.
How proud is your family of you? Are they all
Oh, they are.
All
They're all great.
Or?
They're all out on the East Coast and scattered a little bit throughout the United States, but... Yeah, they're pretty proud, and yeah, I hope hopefully some of them can come out here for the grand opening. That would be nice. But yeah, everybody's pretty excited for me, and of course I'm excited. This has just been a lifelong dream to have my own shop, and it just came out perfect to what I had envisioned, and I had a lot of great help with that from a lot of people, and so it is. It's a great thing, and I'm very excited.
Well, it's an adorable place. What time did you start your day today? Tell us what your typical day is like.
6 o'clock.
Okay.
6 o'clock. Well, 5:30, 6 o'clock. And, I try to be here as early as I can to get the coffee going and start greeting people by 7:30. I will be offering donuts soon, definitely for the grand opening. I'll have donuts and coffee in the mornings until donuts are all gone. But then I'll be starting my day probably around 4 so I can get up and make the donuts.
Well, how do you do it? And you're in such great shape. You look fantastic. How
Thank
do you,
you
do it when you're around all that chocolate and those cookies and now the donuts?
Well, I try to fit in those morning Pilates every day before I get my day started. I get out of bed and start exercising. So.
Wow.
And I ride my bike. The warmer months coming, I'll be the biking baker. I'll be biking to work in the morning. So you may see me biking to make the donuts.
Well, good for you. You sound,
yeah.
When I met you, you seem like you were just so happy and you just radiate joy and
Aww,
it's so
thank
neat
you.
To see, being Italian myself.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you and it's so neat to,
thank
I know
you.
My father, he's passed on, rest in peace, Dad, but you know, when I make his, we call them cheroots, they're Christmas cookies,
mm-hmm.
they're basically mostly egg and pecans, that's basically
Ooh.
Mostly what it is, and butter. And then when you bake them, they're like pancake size. You take them out of the oven, you quickly scoop it off the pan, and you roll it. So it's like a cigar. And my
Ooh.
Dad always called them cheroots. And I make them every Christmas. And it's so nice. It's like a piece of him, you know. It
right.
brought him so
Definitely.
Much joy. So I
Those
bet you're
traditions
feeling that
are great.
Do you feel that when you're making the old
Well,
family
I do,
recipe?
And especially, too, when I was trying out making the donuts and stuff, because that was my dad's big claim to fame was his donut making. And, so it is great. And he's passed on, too. He's been gone for over 30 years, and my mom as well. So, yeah, so hopefully they're shining down and very proud and So yeah, it is. It's great. I love when I make something that they've made and I carry it on and people enjoy it and love what I bake and it's just a good feeling. It really
That's
is.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I hear that you're going to be a vendor at the Chocolate Festival this weekend.
Yes, I will be there. This is my first time, so I'm looking forward to that and meeting all great new people just like the people have been coming in my shop so far and just being able to promote the business and just get my product out there for everyone to try. And so mm-hmm. it'll be fun. It'll mm-hmm. be exciting. I look forward to seeing you there, too.
Yeah, likewise, too, Jackie. Well, I'm so glad you could make it on the show this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for having me like this. This is great.
Well, good luck to you. Best of luck to you, and I'll be in there soon.
Thanks, yes. Remember me for birthday cakes and everybody, yes. Yeah, birthday
so
cakes, and
stuff.
You have a lot of kids there, so you have a lot of birthdays.
Yeah. We have a lot of birthdays, and I saw your cakes look delicious, too. Everything looks
Thanks.
Fantastic, folks, so check, really, go check her out. This little lady, Jackie Watkins, I call you a little lady because I can do that because you're Italian. We call
yes,
our Italian ladies all little ladies. I'm a little lady, too. Anyway, Jackie, you are adorable, and everything that you are doing over there is hands down amazing. And so keep
Thank
up
you.
The good work. I always love it when I find a good thing, and this is a good thing. Check
Thanks.
Her out. She's on Washington, everybody. Washington Street in Naperville.
Yes, and like me on Facebook as well, Little Renee's Chocolates and Cakes on Facebook.
Okay, and the website is Little, what is it, Little Renee's?
Yeah, LittleRenee'sChocolatesAndCakes.com.
Okay, sounds
yeah.
good. All right, Jackie,
All right.
We'll see you Saturday.
Yes. All right, thank you so much,
bye-bye.
Dolly. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, she's so adorable.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
We are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show, and we've got to move on to our next guest. Nicholas Ciccone is the founder of In This Moment. I mentioned In This Moment, and I tell you, I'm going to tell you. I told you earlier, I'm going to explain what this is. It is a not-for-profit, and we're going to talk to him. Nicholas, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I'm here. How
hey.
Are you, Dolly?
Did I say your last name right? You know, I'm Italian. Ciccone. It looks like Ciccone.
You got it.
But are you pronouncing it that way? Good, because, you know, sometimes our Italian friends change the sound on the E's on the end and make it a long I, and so I just wanted to check.
Nope,
we haven't had
it.
A chance
you got
to talk
right.
only on Facebook.
Correct. You got it right. So,
well, tell us about In This Moment. It is a not-for-profit you started. When did you start this? And right now you're 21 years old?
Yes, I'm 21.
Okay.
I just turned 21 this past November. And
okay.
this past June, I had started In This Moment. What it is we provide mm-hmm. assistance to families who lost a loved one to suicide. So suicide is a privately expensed cost from the families, no insurance coverage at all, so it's an out-of-pocket expense. And my thought process was to go ahead and help these families financially so they can worry about the bigger things that they have, getting mm-hmm. pictures and making sure that the memorial service is what they want, and they're not pressed on money. So if In This Moment is able to go in there and help them out, then really, essentially, that's what we're trying to do and help them out financially mm-hmm. so they can worry about other things rather than the finances of mm-hmm. the service.
Well, you obviously were put in a position where you realized the need. Tell me a little bit your story here. Why did you start this, and why did you feel the need to start this? Did something personally happen to you?
Well, personally, yes. About 4.5 years ago, my brother had committed suicide on April 3rd, 2009. And just a couple short months later, a kid that I had grown up since I was little playing hockey with, he committed suicide as well in June. And,
oh my.
You know, at the time, it really threw me back. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know up from down. And from there, you know, I wanted to always start something that was in the realm of supporting suicide victims, be it the families and things like that. But everywhere mm-hmm. I turned, there was a support group. There was always something that was already there that, you know, I couldn't reduplicate. And so this past June, it took me 4 years to finally figure it out, but I wanted to do something completely different. And being able to create a positive stigma within suicide victims, people who are battling mental illness and depression, creating a positive stigma for these families, you know, first and foremost, and then go ahead and if the assistance mm-hmm. needed to be there, to go ahead and assist these families financially. And mm-hmm. it's something that's never been done before. And here I am in St. Charles, Illinois, starting this from the ground up.
Wow. That is amazing. And you're 21, you're young, but look at all the a lot of people your age don't experience that. That is definitely don't experience suicide or even a death till they're much older, and that is something that certainly molded and shaped your life so far, and it's amazing how you've turned it into such a positive, Nicholas. That's fantastic.
Thank you. And thank you so much. And that's really where I wanted to take it, was being able to show and advocate that, you know, in the midst of negativity, within anything, you can find a positive and go ahead and pull it out. And, you know, it took me 4 years to pull it out. So it's not like it happened overnight, but it took me 4 years to finally figure out the positive that I can make and the difference I can make within these families' lives. And that is where, you know, we're placed today. And that's where I'm at today, is trying to make a difference for these families. And it's very humbling to know that I can help these families, you know, get back up on their feet and help them out with providing the services that they wanted to provide, you know, for their loved one, but we're just, strapped on money. And they don't have to worry about going to refinance their home or pull out a loan or, you know, things of that nature. They can contact me, and I'm able to go ahead and, you know, give them the assistance as much as possible. And it's a great feeling to know, so...
And what better person to do that than someone who's been through it and, you know, basically been through, been in the trenches, and some people would say to hell and back, and been able to pull yourself up and your family and turn something very negative and awful, a tremendous loss, into something so positive and then impacting thousands around you. I mean, it's just, I'm so proud of you, and I love hearing stories of especially our youth today making changes for the better. And how many families have you helped so far? You started this in June, right?
We started it in June, and so far we've helped two families, and their names and location will remain disclosed. But we've helped two families, and you know it's
do you find them,
amazing...
or did they find you? How did they find
they
you, or how did you find them?
I actually found them through word of mouth. Through social media, you know, you hear about, you know, someone who had, you know, taken their life, and you hear about it, and, you know, I'm on it right away to go ahead and, you know, give whatever I can give. And it might not have been the exact amount that I wanted to give, but, you know, I got rocked with two of them, you know, back to back, and I went ahead and I helped them out as much as I could. And it's a humbling thing, because that's something that they didn't have to come up with in the long run. And being able to help these families, it's a huge burden that's lifted onto them in a way. And it just kind of reiterates why I started this organization in June. Why I started it in the first place is for moments exactly like this. You know, families, it shows that families that received help right after someone had committed suicide, a loved one, if they receive help, their chances of them committing suicide and the chain going on goes from astronomically high to astronomically low, just because the financial question is the first question that comes to mind, you know, and it's one of the first questions.
Yeah, sad that the family...
The question is always why, and this is just another question that comes up.
Yeah, how are we going to pay for this now? Because it's so unexpected. And then I mean, I can imagine, I've never... had a family member, but I've had close friends that have taken their lives, and you just don't know what to do next, you know. And it's nice when you have a group like you, your organization, that can step in that moment and provide compassion and support, and then the financial means to help in some way. Now, how are you raising money? How are you getting the word out? How are you getting the money out of these families?
A lot of it is done through social media and marketing it through there. And then from there, a lot of the money is raised a lot from merchandise sales and private donations that come in from people. And, you know, the money that gets donated goes right back into the company. It goes right back into the organization, and it sits there and it waits, because there's going to be a family that's going to need it. And when they need it, I don't want to turn people down. You know, I don't want to say, you know, we can't help you. And it's such a huge drive to go ahead and receive help from families. And from individuals and from companies and from people, knowing that they're going to be making a difference, that they're investing their money and they're donating their money into something that's never been done before and on something that is rising so rapidly with, you know, the adolescents mainly everywhere from 12 to 24 years old is your biggest target and your biggest scare for suicides. And these people, when they make a donation and a contribution, they're going to be helping families that never thought in a million years that they would ever receive help like this.
Yeah,
and
right.
Money is raised from events that we, you know, in this moment partake in over the summer and throughout the course of the year, private donations. That's how we operate, and that's how we just, that's how the drive keeps going. And it's
well,
something
let's talk
that
about
I don't.
You said you have merchandise too. People can buy merchandise on your. You have a website?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Currently, right now, the website is off of Facebook. I actually took our website down because there were some problems with it. And until I figure those out, I want to make sure that it's, you know, when it's up, it's running adequately and right. But currently right now, people can message me off of the business page on Facebook and send in requests from there. Pictures of the shirts that we have are on the Facebook page. And, you know, that's a huge merchant, a huge drive, is all those sales go right back into the company as well. And, you know, people, it's funny when I go to the gym and I see people wearing an In This Moment shirt. I just kind of smile and, you know, nod my head and say, hey, that's, you know, that's what we have started. Thank you for supporting it.
Are you a 501c3 right now or working on that status?
Yes, we're working on currently right now. All of our paperwork is in the process of being returned as a 501c4. And
okay.
We are registered with the state of Illinois. So all of the legal matters are good. All of our legal matters are good.
Good. Okay. And then let's talk about, well, first of all, is this your full-time job or are you working another job? And this is kind of, I know this sounds like a very full-time job in itself, but
right now,
you know, how are you able to, how are you able to pay the rent, Nicholas?
right now, this is my full-time thing, but outside of here to pay the rent and to pay the bills, I coach youth hockey out here in Geneva. I'm involved with the community and youth hockey about 7 days a week, and I coach for the Geneva Cyclones. I coach U8 hockey. I coach a U16 team as well, and I'm engaged with other U18 teams. And with these older kids and that I coach, you know, I try and help them understand that there's more to life than just hockey. And a lot of that just stems from the life experiences that I've had from growing up playing and then to not playing anymore and how you need to figure something out and how to give back to the community. So it's something that I thoroughly enjoy doing is coaching youth hockey and working with, you know, these kids. And quite frankly, that is how I pay the bills right now because, you know, it's worth
bright.
It. It's not the most glorified job. It doesn't pay the most, but you know what? It's not about what pays the most. It's about what you get in return. And I get more in return from this organization and from coaching youth hockey than I think anything can ever give me.
Wow. One of the brightest kids I've talked to in a long time. You definitely got it. People don't get that until later in life. It's not about the money. It's about doing something that brings you joy, brings you happiness, and that all will come or maybe not, but the main thing, and you got it, Nicholas, and my hat's off to you for that, doing something that is making a difference and makes you feel good about yourself and in turn making other people around you feel good. That is quite amazing, young man. 21 years old and you got that already.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to talk to you. How are you with, you know, I want to talk more about suicide a little bit, you know, we have some troubled youth, and we have them all around us. And so what are the statistics on suicide? Is it age
The statistics
range?
Right now, the age ranges that are in the mm-hmm. highest concern and highest watched is your 12 to 24-year-old age
Why
range.
Why is that?
And
why do you think that is? Why is that?
A lot of that is because those are your roughest – that's your roughest time. You know, the brain doesn't fully develop until 25 years of age. So that's why the mark is at 24. And, you know, those are the roughest times you're going to go through of your transition from middle school into high school. You know, your 4 years of high school and your 4 to 6 years of college. Those are your roughest times that you're ever going to endure. It can be anywhere from your studies to bullying to, you know, home situations all happen within that age range. And it's difficult when bullying is now so much more widespread. You can, it's not just the direct in-person bully. It, you can go on social media and bully somebody and make these kids go through a difficult time. And a lot of adolescents see that the only way out is by committing suicide. And from there, your second age group that is at the highest risk is going to be your 30 to 40 range, or your 30 to 50 range, I should say. And that reason is because, you know, just of the economy. It's hard. You know, you get hit with an unemployment, you have a family of four, and you have house bills. All that kind of starts adding up, and it takes a toll on, you know, both a husband and a wife, or just a husband, just the wife. And, you know, that's your second age range.
Yeah, you're so right. It can quickly take you underwater, but you know, and that's what you're doing in this moment. You have the support for, you know, unfortunately, after the act happens. But what kind of support? Are you doing anything preventive-wise? Is that what you're, in
really
this moment, organization
really
is ultimately going to be doing? Prevention, too?
Yes. Really, ultimately, what we also do is go ahead and, like I said earlier, is advocate for positivity and hope and trying to explain to people that, you know, look, you know, things are going to get better. You know, it's just the moment. It's just a rough moment, and I promise you that, you know, you just got to keep moving. You got to keep going forward. You got to keep your pride. You have to keep your integrity and keep your positivity going, and good things will come to that, I promise. You know, and that's something that we
advocate. Did you have any idea? Nicholas, did you have any idea that your brother was in trouble, that he was drowning in his...
Yes and no. He had problems before, but, you know, you receive the help, and then you become better. But it's such a mass problem that, you know, they don't want to show because they know it's wrong, but they also know that, you know, maybe this is something that is going to go ahead and is going to better their lives when really it's not going to. But suicide, people who are suicidal, they wear a mask, and they don't like to show it to the outside world that they are hurting because they want to seem that they're stronger than they really are.
And you know what I think? Is there any truth to this? You know, the younger kids, 12 to 24, like you said, do they even realize the finality of it all? This is it.
No,
you know?
They don't.
I mean, I think that this is my guess, do they go into thinking, I guess we'll never know, but... do they go in thinking, I want to hurt others the way I've been hurt, or I want to end this hurt? Tell me, maybe I'm speaking totally out of context here, but do they not realize the finality here?
They don't, and there's two things that you can touch on that. You know, a lot of that is because, you know, your brain isn't developed until 25 years old, you know, and then from there, adolescents, they feel so like, you know, I'm in so much pain inside that this is the only way out. This is the only way that I see fit to go ahead and end it and end this pain. And that's where it starts from. A lot of the decision comes from that pain that they feel inside and that they see that suicide is the only way to go ahead and end it. And that's the part that kind of breaks my heart. You know, as to why does it have to get that bad, you know? And I hate to see it get that bad. You see it every day. And it hurts, you know? Even someone who, you know, doesn't have that problem currently in their life, it hurts them. And they want to make a difference. And that's where I was at. And, you know, I want these people to know, like, okay, it's not that. We're going to get out of this, I promise. Mm-hmm. We're going to get out of it. And if I can be a walking billboard of an advocacy for hope and the implement of change and positivity, then I will be that advocacy for all of that. And
you certainly are. You certainly are, Nicholas. Nicholas Ciccone, who is the founder of In This Moment. It's a not-for-profit whose mission is to provide financial assistance to families who've lost a loved one to suicide. And as you've heard, folks, Nicholas, I'm so proud of you, listening to you. You're an advocate for compassion and support and guidance and help. And it's kind of neat that you're around all those youngsters with your with the hockey and the sports that you're doing. Those parents should be pretty proud to have you around them. What a great influence you are. Do you have any events coming up before we wrap this up? Any events coming up or anything that you want people to be aware of? Maybe plug again your Facebook and social media. Go ahead and do it now because we've got over 20,000 listeners, and I really hope, I know you've touched someone, at least one, if not thousands, with our talk today, and I'm so glad you could be on the show. So do you have anything coming up, Nicholas, that we can help support you in this effort?
Yes, currently right now, some of the biggest things are going on the Facebook page and just kind of and showing the page to people and talking about it. And the website, mm-hmm. the Facebook page is, you know, www.facebook.com/inthismomentorganization. And coming up in February 19th, I'm looking at hosting my first public speaking event over at the Hilton Garden Inn here in St. Charles. And we're looking at hosting the first motivational speaking and in this moment about public speaking movement. And from there, you know, we'll have miscellaneous and other events that will happen throughout the summer and throughout the fall. And but right now, currently February 19th at the Hilton is, right now, are going to be our first event that we're ever going to hold on our own and not be invited to. And, you know, really just, thank you, and really just having people talk about it and spread the word. And if people are interested in making donations, you know, my message to you is just that you're doing something that's greater than you think. And you're helping out families that never thought they would get the help. And for the people who are going to look to donate, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart that, you know, it's people like you that are on board and help make a difference in this world, and I just want to say thank you. So to all the listeners, thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome, and we all thank you, Nicholas. Hats off to you, and stay in touch, would you? I'd love to have you back on, okay?
I will. I promise I will. Thank you so much, Sally. Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right. Check out his Facebook page, In This Moment Organization, everybody. Please like it and share it. How many likes are you at right now, Nicholas?
Right now we're at 512. I would love to see
come on,
more.
Let's get these likes up there and spread the word about this great cause. Fantastic. Well, keep up the good work and stay in touch, like I said, okay? And I want to piggyback on what Nicholas Ciccone, founder of In This Moment, I want to piggyback on what Nicholas said. He talked about you know, bullying, and bullying is a major problem today. Kids are getting away with it left and right because of the social media. And I am very proud. We just finalized a partnership with a group that has put together a bowling night. It's called Bowling Against Bullying, and that's going to be on February 8th at Parkside Lanes in Aurora, and they're having this bowling event, and we're going to be the premier sponsor of Bowling Against Bullying event. Again, it's February 8th at Parkside Lanes in Aurora, and we are so glad to be partnering with these fine folks. You can check out more about it on www.peakforkids.org, but basically all the proceeds from this event are going towards promoting and inspiring kindness in Kane County and Oswego, that whole area of the southwest suburbs. But it's far-reaching, folks, because you know, you change one life and that life affects so many others. So it's not just in this area, even though the event is in this area and that's kind of where they're located, but it's everywhere. And so I hope you can come out and play and learn more about combating bullying and hazing and promoting kindness in our communities. It's going to be a great time. The tickets are only $30 each. And I'm going to have Renee D., who is the founder of this, come on the show next week and talk more about it. But I'm so proud to be a part of this. And I thought it would be I wasn't going to talk about this till next week, but when Nicholas mentioned bullying, I mean, that affects our youth so badly that oftentimes they turn and take their own life. And so we lose them to suicide, and we find out later that they've been bullied on social media and they just felt helpless. So there are many different causes of suicide, of course, but I know bullying is definitely one of them, and I'm proud to be a part of Bullying Against Bullying. So please check them out, peak4kids.org, and tune in next week. We'll talk to Renee D. more about it. All right, so we're going to move on, and our good inspiration segment is next. Michelle and Gus. Michelle, are you there? Oops. Hey, Michelle.
Good morning.
Are you there? Hey, good
I'm
morning.
Good. I'm here.
Well, Michelle is, you know, as you all know, is our a good inspiration.
Who am I?
A contributor. And I'm reading a bunch of notes in front of me, and now I got it. Michelle, you know, you heard Nicholas Ciccone, who's the founder of In This Moment, and that's something that definitely hits home for you. It was in March. You'll have gone exactly... If my notes are correct, half of your life without your younger sister, Denise, who died by suicide 21 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting.
What did Nicholas say that really touched you, or do you want to piggyback on what he said?
I have a very different perspective than he does. I have gone a long way, obviously, half my life, excuse my age away, which is fine. But I look at it very differently. I feel like I did everything I was supposed to, and I know where he's at. I felt that way at one time. It's like, I've got to reach everybody. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And I gave my life to it, to helping people, whether they were – most of my work was in grief, and then it moved eventually into prevention. I've spoken all over the world. I've written books. And I reached a point about 4 or 5 years ago where I woke up one day, and I remember thinking, you know, if my sister were alive today – she could talk to me, which I still believe she's with me, but mm-hmm. she would say to me, I appreciate everything that you've done, but don't forget who you were before I died. And it was a real wake-up call
wow.
that there was a Michelle who lost a lot of things along the way that were important to me. And that's why I ended up publishing my first fiction novel, because that was who I wanted to be. And here I was writing about suicide grief. And so now I'm at a place where... as you know, because this is what we talk about, good inspirations every week, it's really about mm-hmm. helping people cope and goal set into all these other things, which is a much broader range of reaching people for me. It does include the people who've lost people to suicide. I mean, and also I know a lot of people who've attempted suicide and survived or thought about suicide. I may have conversations with people all the time, but... So for me, I just, when I listen to him, I hear the energy, and I know what it's like to be there. But the other thing that I want to add is that for siblings particularly is that you have to carry it a long way through your life if you've lost someone when you're younger. And it's a matter of finding out where you're going to sort of put that person, because they're not going to be in your life like they were. And it's a very different perspective than like a parent would have. And so a lot of what he's going through, too, is also figuring out where his brother remains in his life as he goes forward to build a life and a family and a career and everything else he wants to have.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. He said this is something that he does. It's his full-time job. He does some things on the side. But your advice probably would be to him that continue to do what you did before this happened, because that's what brought you joy. Don't let it just define you forever.
Exactly.
Don't always stay in
exactly.
that place forever. I think that's a very good message for anybody,
exactly.
even not just someone dealing with a loved one who committed suicide. Or, you know, I know I'm not saying that. I'm not supposed
you're
to
good.
Say committed,
You're
right?
good. You were good. I'm very proud of you.
I'm very proud of you. How do you say this? When you should avoid the word commit. Now, why is that?
Right. Because commit behind it has religious and crime, meaning that there are many churches, particularly the Catholic Church, that's where I come from, looked at suicide as a crime or sin, and it also has been on the books as a crime, and
okay.
meaning legally. And so what it does for the people who are bereaved is that they're afraid to reach out for help because they're embarrassed by what happened. And that's why
yes.
he has a long road ahead of him raising money, because it's hard for people to talk about this for that reason, because that mm-hmm. stigma is still there. And So it's, you know, people don't want often to admit that they've lost someone they're dealing with, or that they've been in that much pain. And so what we've been trying to do is change the language around it to say died by suicide. So I know you did a great job today. I'm very proud of you.
So you say died by suicide instead of committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And is that something that the suicide, the groups, the national groups that you were part of, give me the names.
Yes.
Help me out with the names.
I'm the past president, the immediate past president of the American Association of Suicidology, which is the oldest organization in the United States devoted to suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm. And that's what
we have been working
they
on
to
the language
that word.
Thing.
Okay.
Yes, and particularly the media, and because that's where people see changes, and it's really hard to get to people. And writing for the Naperville Sun, I've had that opportunity, at least in my column, to say, can we make sure that committed doesn't get in the headline, please? And so it's, you know, whenever I have an opportunity to talk to somebody about it, I do. And I have lots of friends who they struggle, like you just said. They're like, wait a minute, I didn't mean to say that. And it's like, it's okay. I appreciate the fact that you're aware of it. That's the first step.
Right. Right. Well, that's so true. It's kind of like when we would run around and say Merry Christmas to everybody, and then we run into our first friend who celebrated Hanukkah. And they were like, what? Happy Hanukkah.
Right.
I think I love it when people even say that to me, because it just is a well wish. But we have to learn. We have to learn, and by learning, we're respecting others and being sensitive to others, and we need more of that. We definitely need more compassion in this world. I was very proud of Nicholas. He's only 21 years old. And to have lost his brother. How old were you, Michelle, when you lost your sister?
I was 21.
He was 16. You both, it sounds like you both, but through the years you realize, and I think Nicholas will realize if he doesn't already, he's a bright young man, that this cannot be something that encompasses you and you're not, what's the right way of saying this, that you are not obligated every day
to
live
for
that person?
That it doesn't define your life. I think because that's what I had a sense of, is that it does not define who I am. And there are people out there, it's a little bit of a struggle right now for me in my career trying to write other things, because people still, that's who they see me for, and I'm much more than that. And, you know, I'm not sad about my sister. I mean, it's been so long, and I've had so many losses since then. But the key is that she is still part of my life. She's with me. I know she's here. And she's probably, you know, she's probably listening right now. And, you know, I mean, I know she's with me. So I don't feel that sense of sadness anymore. But I don't feel that sense of sadness because I worked through this to get here and to realize that I could still have a great life. I mean, at 21, when that's taken, you know, when you lose someone, it's like, holy moly, you know, what, I have, you know, I thought the world was my oyster, and it took some time to find that again. And that's why I talk so much about the opportunities and the openness and all those, being present, all those things, because it does stem back to the loss I had a long time ago, because I don't believe we have to live in that. There's too much good life to have.
Absolutely, but I guess at that moment in time, in this moment, like his organization says, that's, you know, it's an unexplainable death, and, you know, you need help. You gotta figure it all out before you can get to the point where you're, like you said, where you can truly live and move on. Is that the right way? Move on? You're not forgetting the person, but you have your life to live. You have to live your life.
Exactly.
And you don't have to constantly
You don't have to have that shadow holding. You have to live in that shadow.
Today, there's so many groups now, aren't there, that are support groups for families.
There are. There's a
that
lot
have
of
gone through this.
There's a lot of resources out there, and if you just go to suicidology.org, you go to AFSP.org, you can look up by state. There's a group, I mean, you've listeners everywhere, but there's a group right there in Aurora, Batavia. I'm not sure exactly where they meet, and the SPS. And there's groups, LOST or Catholic Charities has groups throughout the Chicago area. They're some of the oldest support groups in the country, actually, for the suicide bereaved. So there's support everywhere. If you're worried about someone, if you know someone, either a family member, you just know someone, you're worried about them, you don't know what to do, or you're worried about yourself, we do have a national toll-free suicide prevention line to call, and that's 1-800-273-TALK, which I believe is 8255. Again, that's 1-800-273-TALK, and I think it's 8255. And that number's there 24 hours a day for people.
Oh, really? 24 hours? Oh, fantastic. Good. Mm-hmm. We'll put that number up on our Facebook page as well. Put that out there. Well, Michelle, you have really shown, as we're friends and I've seen you, your silly side, your fun side, that, you know what, basically in a nutshell, don't we all experience loss, and we all have
we
to
do.
Figure out how to continue on and live life and find joy, and it's okay to laugh and find happiness again, you know?
Absolutely, and our loved ones want that for us.
And what's that?
Our loved ones want us to be happy,
yeah.
And I think that sometimes there are people who kill themselves when there is anger. But once they leave this earth, I don't believe that anger is there anymore. They want us to be happy. They don't want us to walk around going, feeling guilty, or, you know, I could have, would have, should have. They don't want that. They want us to have a great life. For my sister, she didn't want us to be in pain because her pain was too great. It wasn't that she didn't love us. She didn't love herself, and she didn't know what to do about that.
Wow. That's so true. Well, okay, any last-minute closing words, departing good inspiration words to our listeners today before we sign off another great segment of Good Inspirations?
I think that after one thing that I've learned so many times after speaking, and you know, I was a high school teacher at one time. My kids, I would talk about my sister's death. This was in probably the first 5 years after she died. That's when I was teaching. Or sometimes when I've done other talks and people come up and say, they would come up and say, you know what, I'm going to call my sister today and tell her I love her. Or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to tell so-and-so. So if I guess my one thing for today to round this out would be, if you haven't told someone you care about them, you don't have to tell them. You can show them. You can do something for them. Just find a way today to let them know that you care about them and that you're there for them.
Oh, yeah, that's a great reminder. Good thing. I'm going to call my sister today.
You have more than one.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Lynn Guss, you can check out more on her website, www.inspiredbymichelle.com, and she's also on Facebook, and you can follow her on Twitter as well. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you, Dolly. Have a great day.
You too, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Great. I'll be back with more. Bye.
That's right. She will be back with more. I'm sorry. I think I cut her off a little bit there. Sorry about that, Michelle. And with that, now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks so much to all my guests today, Jackie Watkins from Little Rini's Chocolate and Bake Shop, Nicholas Ciccone with In This Moment. Check him out on Facebook. And then, of course, Michelle Lynn Guss, our Good Inspirations contributor, inspiredbymichelle.com. Thank you all so much for being on the show today. We did talk about something very serious, but again, we always try to put a positive spin on it and do what we can to help people live happier lives, you know, to take the negative and turn it into a positive. And that's kind of what my mission is with this show. There's lots of evil around us. There's lots of bad things. There's lots of awful things, sad things. But you know that glass is half full. It's all in the way you look at it. And that's one of the reasons why I love having Michelle on the show, because she reminds us, and you know, through her own story there when she lost her sister to suicide, that she was able to turn it around and look at her thriving now today. But that is all my wish for all of my listeners, that you all have a good life and you're thriving and you're happy. And Nicholas said this today too. It's not about the money. It's really about your passion and what makes you happy and what you love. So I wish for you all that I wish for you all love. I wish for you all something that you find that brings you joy. If you haven't found it yet, keep searching because it is there, and it's probably right in front of you, and you don't even realize it because you probably have your eyes. Well, it's so easy to do, you know, looking at our checkbooks here. It's easy to get sucked into all of that, but I think that I can tell you a little bit about my life. It's very similar to that. I'm doing what I love, and with that, it has brought me so much joy. I've met so many amazing people, except for John Party. I didn't get to meet him today. That was almost going to happen, but we're still working on that. We're going to bring John Party to you someday. Maybe I'll see you over at Joe's on Weed Street tonight. If you're there, look for me and say hello. And again, thanks to everybody for listening. If you haven't done so already, please like my page, The Dolly McCarthy Show, on Facebook, and follow it on Twitter, and tell all your friends about it. I also have a new Facebook page, Dolly on the Trolley. I'll tell you more about that in the future, but we just put a pilot together, hoping to put a TV show together called Dolly on the Trolley, where I run around to different towns in the Chicagoland area featuring the towns. We have our pilot on our Facebook page, so if you have a chance, please also like the Dolly on the Trolley Facebook page and check out the little pilot there. Thanks again to all my guests and to all our sponsors today and all the new sponsors on the show. Check them out and have a great day, everybody. I'll see you or you'll hear me next week with lots of good guests, good topics to discuss, and always good laughs, right? All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Yeah.